That was really when I arrived in Cork in 72. So I've been in Cork for, what is that, 27 years, isn't it? Good God. I guess so. Terrifying.
Well, 72 with the northern situation, in a way, it was almost in the sense of actual, you know, military hostilities and the number of people engaged and riots and demonstrations was almost like the peak of the troubles of the modern phase of the troubles.
Yeah.
In one sense, like it's become a lot more sophisticated, perhaps a lot of the military activity since then, but it never really has reached, and no-go areas and things like that. Was there a sort of feeling that this thing was just going to go on escalating, or could go on escalating, and possibly engulf the whole of Ireland somehow?
Well, you know, I suppose my own situation was peculiar in that really in 1972, at the age of 18, I was really only interested in myself and my own poetry.
Yeah.
You know, everything else that happened was a very distant second.
Was it quite a good feeling to be distant from something like that?
Well, for me it was absolutely necessary because something terrible had happened. When I was a young man, in fact, I was involved in the Fianna Fáil party.
Yeah.
Which would see itself as mainly as the inheritor of old Sinn Féin, as the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Very anti-British, very anti-English, and adamantly and furiously confident that Ulster would become part of Ireland, the British administration in the six counties was only a temporary arrangement.
Yeah.
But you see, in 1970, when I was 16, the arms trial blew up in the face of the Fianna Fáil party and split it.
Yeah.
So, by 1972, when I was 18, really I was utterly and absolutely uncomfortable with the Fianna Fáil party.
Right.
I suppose the kind of people I hung around with, people like John Fraher and George Armstrong of Lismore and Ned Lonergan of Capoquin and that, these kind of people, they would have been in the sort of, I suppose, PD wing of Fianna Fáil, the kind of Desmond O'Malley wing, not really the Republican wing, you know.
Yeah.
And so they were horrified by what had happened, you know, and believed a lot of the anti-Hahi propaganda of the time.
Mm.
And so, like, in a way, when I said that I was only interested in my poetry and in myself, it was probably a kind of survival mechanism as well. I didn't want to really have to deal with all these problems that arose for Fianna Fáil after the arms trial, you know.
Yeah. And
I described that time, actually, and the year 1973 as well, in the novel I wrote, Without Power.
Right.
That's very much sort of a way of recapturing that time.
Right.
Know?